financial penalties for Russia. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden announcing a new round of sanctions on Russian banks, Russian oligarchs, and Russian sovereign debt after Russian President Vladimir Putin recognized two regions of eastern Ukraine.
This is a flagrant violation of international law and demands a firm response from the international community.
And the president warned if Russia continues its aggression, more sanctions will follow as U.S. forces move into Poland.
Their primary mission right now is to stand by. Given the history of the 82nd Airborne, particularly in Europe, their mere presence is intended to send a message that the U.S. stands with its NATO allies, particularly in times of crisis. Now, we also caught up with U.S. forces in Mielec, Poland. Their task is described as multi-mission capable. They can be adapted as needed. The U.S. Forces already have been escorting embassy personnel between Poland and Lviv, Ukraine.
Fox's Mike Tobin on the Poland-Ukraine border. President Biden said again today, no U.S. forces will fight Russians in Ukraine. Praise from Attorney General Merrick Garland for the jury's guilty verdict in the civil rights trial of three Georgia men in the death of Ahmaud Arbery. The jury found the men Greg and Travis McMichael and William Roddy Bryan targeted Arbery because he was black.
No one should fear that if they go out for a run, they will be targeted and killed because of the color of their skin.
The men have already been convicted on state charges of murder and sentenced to life in prison. A jury has been seated in the trial of a former Louisville, Kentucky police officer involved in the raid that led to the death of Breonna Taylor. Opening statements in Ben Hankinson's trial on wanton endangerment charges will take place tomorrow. He's the only person charged in connection with Taylor's death. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case involving free speech and a state law that protects gay people.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case of a web designer who wants to expand to wedding websites, but due to religious beliefs, would not build a site for a gay couple. She also wants to post a statement on her website about her beliefs, but she's in Colorado, which has a state law that prohibits discrimination based on sexual orientation. Smith's challenge to Colorado's law was tossed out, so she appealed to the 10th District Court of Appeals, which also sided with the state. Now the Supreme Court says they'll hear the case, but only to consider the free speech aspects, whether this law requires someone to speak or stay silent about their beliefs. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth still has mild COVID symptoms and has canceled her upcoming online engagements. The palace says the 95-year-old who has been vaccinated and boosted would continue with light duties over the coming week. The United States women's national soccer team has reached a settlement in its lawsuit over equal pay.
The United States women's national soccer team has accepted a settlement in its equal pay class action lawsuit against the United States Soccer Federation. Revealed in court documents Tuesday, the women's national team will receive $24 million, $22 million in a lump sum, available for players to seek up to $50,000 each. And an additional $2 million will go to an account to benefit players in retirement with charities related to women's and girls' soccer. Additionally, equal pay is guaranteed for women and men, quote, in all friendlies and tournaments, including the World Cup. The players previously had sought nearly $67 million in their lawsuit. In a statement, the Players Association for the women's national team said, Although the settlement reached today is an incredible success, much work remains to be done. Jared Max, Fox News.
The producers of The Wendy Williams Show have announced the show will end due to Williams' prolonged health problems and will be replaced this fall with a talk show hosted by Sherry Shepherd. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.